Armadoxy for today, recognition. Following the resurrection of our Lord, a group of women went to the grave to anoint Jesus' body. Among them was Mary Magdalene, a disciple of Jesus. We read in the Gospel of John, "Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get there.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabuni,' which means teacher." Mary did not recognize Jesus until Jesus first recognized her and called her by name. As we reflect upon the resurrection, we are reminded that the characters around Jesus were people with daily cares who found themselves in the greatest story ever told. Reflect on your identity, on your Christian identity, and those who you may or may not recognize, and those who call you out by name. How does that affect your life? It certainly did for Mary Magdalene, as we will come to find out. For today, we pray a prayer to Saint Mary Magdalene. O glorious Saint Magdalene, model of penitence, obtain for me the grace of perseverance in the practices of self-denial, according to the spirit of my vows. Pray to God for me, that I may appear before Jesus, our Lord and Master, at the moment of my death, with a lamp filled with the oil of faith and hope, and burning with the pure flame of charity, and thus merit to be received with thee into his eternal kingdom. Amen."
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.